Good morning, Utah. This is Bradley Vernon with the Utah Climate Center. We've finally got something to talk about, with the blocking high pressure system finally breaking down and paving the way for some more active weather to work its way into the beehive state. First, we've got to get through this week, but past that looks ripe for lifting us out of record low snowpack territory. Starting with today, daytime highs are still sitting well above average for this time of year, right around 50 for most of northern Utah, and closing in on 70 down in Washington County. By tomorrow, those maximums should continue to climb along the Wasatch Front, a few degrees higher than this afternoon. Down in southern Utah, though, expect a few degrees cooler as a cutoff low pressure system funnels some clouds into the southwestern corner of the state. That'll block some incoming solar radiation and keep you a touch cooler throughout the day. Come the weekend, that cutoff low could bring a few isolated, very light sprinkles to the higher elevations of southern Utah, but nothing major. Hopefully, it'll be a primer for next week. Speaking of, it's currently looking like a weak, dry cold front should move through late Monday evening. Confidence is low on moisture and precipitation for that system, but it should bring some snow to the Wasatch Mountains. Next Wednesday is what I'm really keeping my eyes on, which could bring some more widespread, much-needed precipitation to the state. We'll keep you updated as it gets closer in the forecast range. Thank you for listening. This has been Bradley Vernon with the Utah Climate Center.